real thing here. Anxious, Bob.
Hey, what's Miles?
And we're gonna bake a cake.
We are making a cake. Yeah. Do you need to mix this up now?
Yeah. No, let's hear. Give us the play by play on how you guys bake a cake. So, like, what would you say the ratio to animal hair and cake batter is currently?
Well, I mean, it's always possible to have some animal hair in a food about hair.
I think it takes the other flavor, you know.
Yeah, we use it as a binding agent. We're making an adobe cake.
Extra fiber. Yeah.
Don't worry. There's, you know, hair and rubber in Subway sandwich bread, so.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
I don't know. I have had that happen before at Subway. Yeah.
No, I mean, they actually put it in there intentionally.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Look it up.
No.
Yeah, they actually don't use, like, hair directly, but they get a compound out of the hair to put in the bread.
Long, beautiful hair.
So, like, whenever you get down at the Great Clips, your hair is destined for a Subway sandwich somewhere.
It's funny because the Great Clips is, like, right next door, too. It's in the same strip mall.
That's why they're always so close together. No, I have no idea.
And it's like the Sweeney Todd setup.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And the lunch meat is made from their livers.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what kind of cake are you guys making tonight here?
Some kind of chocolate cake. Miles Jr. is the experimenting with here.
And is it for a special occasion, or?
Yeah.
Oh, what's a special occasion? Can you tell, or no?
Yeah, it's for a bachelor party.
Oh, a bachelor party. A bachelor party cake?
Yeah. A what?
Is it gonna be like? Is it gonna look like a big butt or something?
Well, we're trying to look like you, yeah.
Well, then you probably have to take the hair out of it.
Yeah.
Do you want me to actually tell you what the cake is supposed to look like?
Well, is it like gonna be like a big giant pair of breasts, or you know,
no.
A bachelor party?
No, we're going dirty. The business doesn't want to go dirty for this bachelor party. So
it's gonna be a bundt cake, and it's a goatsy cake. Just saying.
No, the cake is supposed to look like a giant cockroach.
What? So is it like
what?
Is it like capital COCK?
No, it's not a cock cake. Although I got a friend with a mold that can make that happen, but that's not the point.
Yeah, and it's molded from himself, you know what I'm saying?
So up with small cakes you got going there, Jim.
That's right. What are these cupcakes? Come on now.
So,
hell, these aren't even zingers, for Christ's sake.
It's from a game I play, so I thought it'd be a fun thing to do with it.
So you're making an actual cockroach cake.
Yes.
What are you going to make the legs out of?
Giant, like those long, you know those long, like, Tootsie Rolls?
How about licorice?
Licorice might work.
And then you can cut it so it'll have, like, the little ridges, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the wings?
Oh, the wings, I'm just going to do frosting. I'm not going too crazy with it.
Oh, you're frosting wings.
I can actually make the head and body tonight. So,
now whenever you cut into it, will real cockroaches come out of the middle?
No, it's not like, it's not going like the dumpster in Men in Black where, like, Will Smith takes that open and got, like, hundreds of cockroaches.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be funny. Actually, you know, you should make a bunch of, like, little chocolate cockroaches and put it inside the cake so that it kind of does have cockroaches.
That would be interesting. I'll consider it, but no, it's just something kind of different I wanted to try. So.
You know, you guys really should have talked to me ahead of time because it's way too late now for you guys to do any of this good, cool stuff that I got cooking in my head here, so.
Sorry, my dad's preoccupied helping out my mom. She's a little bit immobile at the moment, so.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
I heard that she hurt her foot or something.
Yeah.
I heard that one evening your mom says, "I'm going to break my foot off in your ass," and it actually happened. And
yeah, that's actually a counter for counter what happened. No. It's the little stuff that used to be there.
What the F is this? I'm going to break my foot off in your ass. Ow! That's how it went.
Dad's like, you underestimate my power. And,
oh, I got to see if I got to pull off.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you know what? We were doing some wedding stuff this weekend.
You did some what?
We were doing some wedding stuff this weekend.
Oh, wedding stuff. Yeah.
We had to get fitted for tuxes.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That's got to be... That was probably embarrassing for you.
It was. And I'll tell you what.
We're going to have to get the... We're going to have to get two tapes and put them together to get your waist there.
You're pretty close. You're pretty close. So, you know, four of us went, and I was the last to go. So I'm kind of the biggest of the bunch, you know.
Yeah, save the best for last.
And the lady that runs it, she is like 5'5", probably.
Yeah.
And everyone, like, there is probably about 6 foot or more, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's like, it can only weigh about 120 pounds. You know, she's like some...
So did you go see, like, Edna Mone or what? From The Credibles, or?
I don't know what it was. No, she was very nice, but she had, like, a big 80s hair and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Stuff like,
oh. Did she, like, walk between you guys' legs and, you know?
Yeah.
And it's incredible. How can your chest, your waist size be bigger than your inseam? It's amazing.
Well, I was last, right?
Yeah.
So I go into her personal office.
Yeah.
And she is having a difficult time getting this tape around me.
Here, you hold it here.
And
let me get some duct tape.
Yeah. And, sorry about it, I'm a little distracted here with this whole cooking thing.
Yeah, the whole cake thing.
She's got to actually jump up there and, like, bump against me to get this tape around me.
Oh, I'm sure. And you're all into it. You're like, I believe in miracles.
She's like in my gravitational pull, you know.
That's right, she can't get away.
I felt bad for her.
It's like a tractor beam.
Oh, no. It was like some horrible bet going wrong. Like, oh, God. She started to put her arms around me to get my weight. You know, she was like,
she's like, woo. She walks around behind you. Woo.
Oh, a lot of room back there.
Somebody's not very clean. Woo.
What? Not a sight.
She's like the ass-high, you know, fitter.
Yeah. I was like, hold on, I got half the suit done. Let me put on the biohazard suit for the other half.
Yeah, really.
I got to measure the tank. I may not come back in case. I'm not back in 2 hours since the last time.
That's right. I'm going around.
I'm going around.
And you're making cracks like, if your head was flat, you'd be perfect. So you got measured, huh?
Yeah.
You're actually going to... Did you wear a tux at your own wedding? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought
he's
maybe
he's going over the oven right now to check on the food. So.
I thought maybe you just wore your Cavaricci suit.
Cavaricci suit. Yeah, I'd like to have you as the minister, Papa, at the wedding. No.
I told you I'm available. Well, at the last minute, yeah, but I'd be there for you.
Full service.
You know.
Yes.
So what else happened with this tiny dresser?
I don't know. I felt bad for her. I'm gonna be honest with you.
She did she touch you on the inseam or what?
She did. I spent a lot of time there. You know. I saw when she got out of the room, she just like went right outside smoking a cigarette or two. She
reassessing her life choices. Is that what was happening here?
I've seen some shit today. I don't know if I'll ever recuperate.
She would be like, ugh. And I thought it was bad being a bikini waxer.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside. I mean, she walked outside. I think I'm not sure.
Oh my lord! So you're all fitted, and they had to send out for the tux. It sounds like, and you guys aren't getting married for like another 2 years. So apparently they're.
Well, no, another 2 months, not 2 years.
Well, no, I'm just saying. They got to send out for material.
Yeah.
They're like, well, these circuses, they close all the time. We might get lucky.
Like, yeah, we're gonna just cut two suits in half and just like duct tape them together.
Yeah, then that would look like the at that you guys had in your front yard.
Yeah.
Or the that elephant, it, whatever. Yeah.
It felt like Leia was trying to measure Java. You know.
The she's like, we can just make this jacket into a loincloth for you and call it a day if you want, because,
Yeah.
Well, she's like, here, hold these two cigarette pack-sized things up against yourself.
Yeah. I felt so bad for the lady. I mean, literally, we were like, chest to chest, basically. That, more or less.
Yeah, and she's probably like, gosh, he's got bigger breasts than me.
Like, your moves are nice.
Wow. Yeah. She's filling you up. She's like, I could only dream.
I can only imagine.
Maya's titled, you have some magnificent boobage going on up here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's caressing my rib cage. I mean,
she's like, I could get you a Wonder Bra and really bring out the best in this tuxedo, If not, we can duct tape them together, and it'll be fine.
I felt so bad for this lady. I mean, she didn't. I know she was a professional, and she didn't care, but I could just.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, the rest of the people were a little bit more normal.
Yeah, everyone else was fairly thin. I mean, tall but thin.
Yeah, yeah. She had to be on a stepladder, but
Yeah, she should have had it, because she actually literally had to jump to get this thing around my shoulders and stuff.
I'm lassoing you.
Holy Christ. I'm going to try to have to fit Bay Bar here.
How am I going to explain this?
Oh, my God.
She's like, I don't have my climbing certificate.
This isn't tent and awning, sir.
Yeah. Oh, she's God. Like... She's like driving pins into you and rigging up some, ropes and whatnot to get up there.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's fun. But you're gonna look nice, I guess, or.
Hopefully.
Well, I think we can fashion a cummerbund out of a '55 Chevy bumper. yeah. Real steel.
Look at how big he is. Holy
Here, bring me that baby Bjorn. It'll be the cummerbund. Come on, bring it over here. Are you pregnant, sir? Because you're about ready. Are you going to be finished with this pregnancy by the time the wedding rolls around? Can you please stop eating? We're never gonna get this right if you don't stop eating.
Yeah.
I just got a call from your mom.
She's like, "What's your waist size?" I'm like, "I don't know, 42." And she looked at me like, "Are you sure?"
I'm not gonna write that down.
Yeah, she was thinking it. I think like, there's no fucking way. There's no way this dude is.
She didn't load up like a harpoon to shoot it around you or anything.
It'd be funny if I can't fit in the pants. Like, go to put the pants on. Like, they don't fit.
Yeah, she's gonna. Well, we can let them out if we sew this other pair of pants to these pair of pants.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to just go like in a kilt or something.
Yeah, that's right. Son, we're having a toga wedding because this whole suit thing's not working out.
That's funny.
We're gonna look like the Golden Girls up there, but that's okay.
I don't know. Hopefully it'll turn out okay.
They'll be like, "What? B. Arthur's alive."
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Well, that's awful nice.
Yeah, that's all right, you know.
It's good that that you're, you know, putting yourself through that for your child, so.
Yeah, I'm going back next week too.
Yeah, they're gonna test you.
More and more cologne.
They're gonna see if you grew at all. Well, you know.
Oh, I'm growing all right.
That 42, maybe times two. I'm not sure.
I know. I think I should have said 44 now. Shit.
Yeah, you're gonna pull these pants. One leg is gonna barely fit in these pants.
I know. It's gonna be bad.
Luckily, you got no butt, so you know.
Yeah, look like more hip huggers. Or something.
They'll like staple them to you or something. So.
Yeah. No four.
Yeah. Well, that's very nice. So, Miles Jr., you happy with the pink ruffle shirt that your father picked out for himself and the baby blue jacket and all that?
If he's not naked at the wedding, we'll be okay. That's all I'm saying.
Well, see, that's what you might get. You might get.
Yeah.
They're like, I think we won't use a shirt with you. We'll just use a dickie. Less material, you know?
Oh, that'd be great.
You'll be wearing like a vest and a coat and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're like, I look just like Lauren Hutton. That's right.
I feel a little fat to be the father of the group.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. I won't be able to dance. I'll be walking so tight. I won't be able to move my legs. Like, yeah. Oh, no.
Do you remember Chris Farley did a joke called Fat Guy in a Little Coat? Well,
I know. I remember about these pants. I know it.
This could be your costume for Halloween, sir.
Fat Guy in a Little Coat.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. So, all I'm going to have is movie stories because I got this movie card. I'm sorry, but that's what I've been doing, you know.
Yeah.
So I went to the movies this week and I saw A Quiet Place. Have you seen the previews for it?
What?
What's
the A Quiet Place? Was it good?
I didn't hear what you said there. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I want to see that movie really bad. Is it good?
You know, you probably will like it. It is definitely a crowd pleaser. I would say that there are some, you know, plot holes once you get done with the movie, but I won't spoil it for you. It is fun to watch.
I'm probably gonna see it either way, but I want to know if it's like actually decent or if it's like I've always that guy gets mixed reviews from friends, but I'm just like I saw the trailers and like this looks really cool, so I just want to go see it if everybody's like no, don't watch it.
Oh no, it's definitely worth, you know, watching at some point, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but right, I'm just saying, once you watch it and you think about it, you'll be like, you know, maybe not. But while you're watching it, it's fine, so.
All right, well, hey, thanks. Appreciate that.
That's my no spoilers review. Coming up next.
Black Panther, coming up next.
That's right, Black Panther, don't wear a trench coat. Just telling you kids. So anyway, I wore my trench coat, but I was with my wife, so no problems.
Yeah.
I will have to test it out again at some point where I don't go with my wife and then people holler at me or something. But so anyway, but I went. We went to this theater I haven't been to. So there's, you know, we live in a metro area, so there's lots of theaters. And so we went to this theater that was one of the upscale theaters with the. My wife's like, we had some time to kill, and my wife's like, well, let's go, and we'll have lunch at the movie theater.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, that sounds fine, you know, I'll overpay for my food now that I've saved money on everything else.
All right.
I'm like, I try to explain. You realize the idea was, anyway, but the, so we go and go to the movie, you know, with the movie pass, and then, we're like looking around, and we'd gone over to another theater in St. Louis. And so when we went in there, it was really nice and had the fancy chairs and everything. And then they literally had menus at your seat.
Oh, wow.
They had a server come in and you would take your order like it was a restaurant.
Oh, wow.
And so we thought, well, we didn't eat there, though, but we thought this place would be similar because it's a very nice upscale movie theater.
Yeah.
So we go in there, and we're early for the movie, like probably like, you know, half an hour early. So we could take care of this, you know, food business. And we go into the theater, and they have the really nice seats. They actually recline. It's like sitting in a recliner.
Yeah.
It's called the Dream Lounger. And it's what it's called. And
the Dream Lounger 3000.
But at this theater, the Dream Loungers were a little closer together, and there was no menus.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, I don't think that they will come in here. You'll have to go get it and bring it in, I guess. And so we had seen some kind of a restaurant kind of looking thing out there in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And so we headed back out to there, and we're like, well, okay. So our movie was at 11:20 on a Sunday. And so we see the place, and there's somebody in there, but it doesn't look like all the lights are on yet. You know what I mean? Like only part of the lights are on.
Yeah.
So we ask, we're like, well, what time can you know get? Oh, 11:30. We open at 11:30. I'm like, son of a bitch. Why in the fuck do you have the movie? And no, you can't buy the food. You can't buy any of the food for lunch. So I was just mad at that point. I was just aggravated.
Use your Jimmy Stewart voice.
I'm like, what golly. Bingo, me and Bingo are going to have some lunch. And so, so no lunch. So then my wife's like, well, let's just go get some popcorn and then we'll have lunch, you know, someplace else later. So that's what we ended up doing. Of course, we paid like an enormous amount of money for popcorn and sodas. Yeah, I'm like, I think this is all a scam to get you in here just so that you'll be like, okay, I'll just have some popcorn. Rather than actually getting some lunch, you know what I mean? So we get back in our Dream Loungers. And I don't know if you guys have it, but at the theater, you actually have like assigned seats. So whenever you go to pay for your ticket, you pick the seat that you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
Like, you know, D12 or whatever. It's like Battleship or whatever, you know. And so we had to pick the chairs we wanted, and then at the time that we picked them, there was nobody next to us. Well, obviously that changed, and so we get in we're there early, we got our popcorn, we're waiting for the movie now, it's only about 20 minutes to go, and then this guy comes in, and his wife, and it's like, huh?
No,
never
mind.
Oh, No, so he comes in, you know, and he's like, I don't know, he's got like cowboy boots on and like some kind of weird hat, like, you know, some kind of caterpillar hat or something. And he plops down next to me. in the Dream Lounger. And he's like, well, this is a fancy chair.
Wait, I have a question. Is it like, is it empty in the movie theater, or are there like other people there too?
There's other, what do you mean? There's other people.
Okay, I wanted to know if it was like one of those situations where it's like a barren movie theater, no one's there besides you, and the one guy decides to sit down.
Oh, no, no, no. Unfortunately, it was, you know, I wouldn't say that it was like half full or anything, but there was probably like a, you know, maybe a seventh or a fifth of the seats were taken by the time the movie started.
All right, I was just curious about that. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. And so then he's like reaching down, like, you know, it's like a Lazy Boy kind of chair. Yeah. And he's reaching down the side and he's like smacking it, trying to find the handle. Because, you know, it's a Lazy Boy chair. And it's on the inside of your seat, I tell the guy. I'm like, it's on the inside. It's actually electric. It has two buttons, one to put it up and one to put it down. Uh-huh. And you can do incrementally, you know. But anyway, it's on the inside of the chair. So, you know, you had to stick your hand on the inside. And he's like, oh. And so he hits the button. It's like, and he gets all situated. He's like, thanks. And that's the only thing I said to him. It's on the inside.
Yeah.
And then he reaches over and he acts like he's putting something in my drink. And he's like, hey, you want something in your Coke there?
Oh, Rupee.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm good. And then he's just like, and I'm like, all right. Now the thing is, there's no other place. That's my drink holder. I can go no place else with my drink now.
Yeah.
So basically, I had to watch the whole goddamn movie with my hand on my drink. Because this guy's being an ass like Miles Teitel and fucking with me. He sits down with his buttons and all.
Let's watch that now.
Let's watch that movie. It's a scary movie. I'm like, this guy's fucker. He's going to fuck with my drink.
You want to reach in and grab some of my popcorn too?
Yeah, no kidding. So then we have the previews, and I mean, now I know Miles will laugh when he sees this preview. I can't remember the name of this stupid movie, but there's this movie where these guys, is supposedly based on a true story, where these guys had a game of tag that has gone on for like 30 years.
Oh, I heard about this, yeah.
Oh, this guy is guffawing and laughing. Oh, hold on. And it's just like a bunch of clips of these guys tackling each other and, you know, playing Who's Your Daddy and patting each other on the ass and stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh. But thankfully, you know, because it is The Quiet Place, it was a really quiet movie, so everybody was really quiet because they didn't want to be the one making all the racket in the theater, so.
That's how you get killed.
He settled down, you know, and he paid attention. But there at the beginning, I'm like, holy mother, we're going to have to move somehow, but we're at the end of the aisle, and this guy's trying to put shit in my drink, and, you know.
That's weird.
I'm like, you know.
Did he actually have something in his hand?
No, he didn't have it. They didn't have anything.
It feels like the weird intro to like Law and Order Special Victims Unit, where it's...
He's just being like you. Hey, young lady. You know, more than a mouthful is wasteful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you from Cape Girardeau? Anyway. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he was just being like, are you eating the cake right now? Because it sounds like you're eating the cake.
Eating cookies.
I'm
eating the cookies. Oh, well, I'm sorry, ma'am. That measurement's blown.
I'm heading toward 44, quick.
It's like, you might as well order the next two sizes up. This guy's got a bunch of cookies. So anyway, now I'm just like, I'm going to have to find a home theater and... you know, go there where I have a good amount of space from everybody, I think.
Yeah.
I won't be able to go see movies anytime. I'll have to go see them whenever, you know, I can get into that theater, because otherwise it's just too weird for me, you know.
Movie passes have been a huge waste of money.
Well, so far, I've just about got my money back out of it, so.
Yeah.
For the year.
I would say for all the summer movies coming out.
Oh, yeah, I'll probably go see a bunch of those, so. It'll be worth it. It'll be about as many empty calories as those cookies.